New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern today attended a memorial service in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the shooting attack on two mosques 2 weeks ago. Michelle Hennessy of Reuters has a report.
At a solemn national remembrance on Friday, thousands stood in silence at a park in Christchurch, New Zealand, as the names of 50 people shot dead in the country's deadliest attack were read aloud. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was joined by representatives from around the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. They were simple words, repeated by community leaders who witnessed the loss of their friends and loved ones. Simple words whispered by the injured from their hospital beds. Simple words spoken by the bereaved and everyone I met who has been affected by this attack. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Ardern wore a Maori cloak called a kagahu during the service.
Among those at today's ceremony, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
New Zealand has responded to hate with love. They've responded to violence with peace. And I think that is a very, very powerful message.
The service was held not far from the Noor Mosque, where 40 of the 50 shooting victims died. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's had constructive talks with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in Beijing, talks aimed at ending the U.S.-China trade war, during which each country has imposed punishing tariffs on the other. President Trump says he is confident the U.S. can strike a deal with China, while his economic adviser Larry Kudlow says the talks are not time-dependent and could last weeks or even months. To keep up with all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The special counsel probe of the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign may be over, but the political battle of words continues, with President Trump playing a lead role. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a campaign speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan, President Trump celebrates the end of the Mueller investigation.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
During the rally, in which he claimed vindication, Trump also claimed the investigation was a conspiracy by his political opponents.
This was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine our historic election victory and to sabotage the will of the American people.
Trump also called Democratic presidential candidates radical and the Green New Deal a dangerous reinvention of society. I'm Tim McGuire.
Mr. Trump says he is optimistic the U.S. Supreme Court will strike down the Obama-era government health insurance program, but he has yet to provide details on how he plans to replace it with something he assures people will be much better. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Republican Party will become the party of great health care. It's good. It's important.
Although President Trump is promising an affordable plan for consumers, AP fact checkers note after his Michigan campaign rally, there is no comprehensive GOP plan that would replace the Affordable Care Act. And on this,
we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions, always.
The fact checkers say the White House has not provided any details. And if all of Obamacare is repealed, that would include protection for pre-existing conditions. Democrats warn millions of people would lose coverage if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. And they're working to expand Obamacare. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that an anti-stall system was activated on the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 before it crashed earlier this month with a loss of 157 lives. The paper says its sources were people who were briefed on investigators' initial conclusions on the accident. The crash in Ethiopia was similar to another doomed MAX 8 flight in Indonesia in October, when all 189 on board died just minutes after takeoff. Boeing said earlier this week it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system of its now grounded MAX 8 fleet. Officials in cyclone-stricken Mozambique say the number of cholera cases is rising quickly. There were 5 reported cases on Wednesday. By late Thursday, the number was 139. Cholera is a bacterial disease spread by contaminated food and drinking water and can kill within hours if not treated. The World Health Organization said earlier this week it is sending 900,000 doses of cholera vaccine to the region. Gene Randall, VOA News.
News. It's VOA.